It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, it is time to get to the garbage. We're starting with Taylor Swift, who rocked Central Park live on GMA, and she killed it. By the way, her new album, Lover, is out today.
I mean, one thing about this album that's really special to me is that it's the first one that I will own.
You've also said that you're planning on re-recording some of your music. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, that's true, and it's something that I'm very excited about doing because my contract says that starting November 2020, so next year, I can record albums 1 through 5 all over again.
Wow, that's a lot of work, but she's going to do it just to spite them.
She is. What a boss move, right? Okay, this revelation comes after Scooter Braun, who once was Kanye West's manager and manages the Biebs, a slew of other artists, paid more than $300 million for Taylor Swift's back catalog. So she, once her contract is up, November 2020, as she said, she's going to re-record her albums 1 through 5 all over again. I mean, that she's just taking charge. It's her music. That's what she wants
to do.
Would
you do that, though, Mackenzie? 5 albums?
That's
so much singing.
I do it because I can.
Me,
I think
me,
it's
me,
awesome.
Me.
I think it's really cool that she's doing that. I think it's also very cool that Meghan Markle has a new fashion line. She is a princess. Of course, she has Harry, lucky girl, and a new baby, but that's not stopping her. She's teasing pieces from her new collection, and it's for women's charity Smartworks, which is really cool. She's got rompers, little black dresses, tote bags, button front shirts. Very, very cute stuff, but she is not stopping. I love it. Timeless totes. I'll pick up something for you, Joe.
Oh, I really love a good tote.
I know you do. Okay, this is crazy. Lots of burglaries have been happening. Adam Lambert, Usher, Real Housewives stars, Sean Phillips, they've all been hit by this ring of burglaries that has been happening nonstop. Do you guys remember the Bling Ring? Back in the day, there was a movie with Emma Watson that was made about it when they would hit, like, celebrities' homes. Paris Hilton got hit a few times.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Okay.
So, basically, this is happening again. Luxury items are being stolen. Over 14 homes they've hit so far. I'm wondering how these burglars get into the celebrities' homes because, you know, they have top surveillance.
Gates,
all the cameras,
securities.
Right. So, anyway, they have 2 men in. They could face 31 years in prison if convicted.
How does, like, a Nest Cam catch everything?
Right.
But these celebrities with these elaborate things and guards, like, oh, I just got in your closet. No big deal.
Exactly. I don't know.
No big
That's
deal.
So funny. Okay, so Miley Cyrus, she's been in the news all over the place. Miley. She is newly single. She's been going crazy. She has a hot new girlfriend she's been seen all over LA making out with. And now she's revealing she was fired from the movie Hotel Transylvania. If you remember, Selena Gomez is in that movie. It's a
yeah.
really cute animated film.
Mm-hmm.
After a photo surfaced of her licking a weenie cake.
Oh, a weenie cake?
Yeah, she got her then hubby, Liam Hemsworth, a cake in the shape of a
ding dong.
Ding dong. And she was busted licking it. And so they said, no, this isn't appropriate. So she got cut out of the film. And then Selena Gomez stepped in.
Is it really like you're going to kick somebody out of a movie for doing that? It's a cake.
I will say, there was a TV reporter that couldn't. She did like a teen segment. And then the bosses found out back in the day she had done some adult film work. Not anything too crazy, but she did get let go. So if you do anything racy and then you're associated with kids, the two don't mix
and
match.
I hope none of my past is ever checked online.
Joe, that picture's...
I know.
You're in trouble, buddy.
I'll never be able to run for politics. I know that.
Busted.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. That is the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.